There are a lot of people who love nice people dancing to good country music. The current play being offered by Virginia Repertory at Hanover Tavern. I'm afraid I can't completely count myself among them. At best, I'm ambivalent. On the one hand, there are a few good moments and some solid acting, but I've always found the script to be weak and just doesn't pull me in the way I think it should. The first act is essentially what playwright Neil Simon refers to as an odd couple play. That is, two characters who are polar opposites thrown together to see what kind of sparks will erupt. Former mean-as-a-snake biker Jim Stools, played by David Bridgewater, owns and operates a bar that used to cater to his fellow cycle enthusiasts, but now attracts people to the nice people dancing to good country music bar. It's not the way he thought his life would go, but that was before Eve, a.k.a. Eva June, came into his life. In a whirlwind romance, she left her husband, divorced him, moved from Minnesota to Texas, and moved in with Jim. More about her later. Bridgewater is one of Richmond's finest actors, and over the years I've been impressed with his range. His character here borders closely to the violent sheriff he played in Scorched Earth. It's not his fault. Both plays have these characters written that way, but for the constant theater attendee, it just seems almost like a continuation. Matthew Mitchell plays the slow as molasses Roy, one of those dim-witted good old boy stereotypes that sort of lopes through the day and occasionally comes up with a good line to describe a situation. Mitchell does get a chance to exercise some physical humor, but he is almost a caricature and not a real flesh-and-blood character. The standout in the production is Joy Williams as Eva June. Williams breathes life into this woman trying to recapture her life. She is only around for Act Two, but she is the soul of the show and the catalyst for all of the action. Rounding out the cast is Liz Ernest as Catherine, Eva June's niece, who is also searching for her place in the world and has come to her free spirit aunt for guidance. And lastly, Daniel Allen portrays J-Bob, Eva June's rebellious son, whose major purpose in life is to make life as difficult as possible for Jim. Terry Powers' set is very good, with the first act dominated by an old beat-up pickup truck in the middle of the stage. Make sure you stay through intermission to watch real theater magic at work, as stage manager Hillary Koss and her team make it disappear. Jennifer Rhee's lights are good, and Lynn West's costumes serve the play well. And Steve Perrigard is a solid director who managed to pull out all the laughs, and we really shouldn't judge playwright Lee Blessing by this script. This was one of his first scripts, done originally in 1982, and it really hasn't aged as well as some of his later works. A lot of people will disagree with me on this, and I hope they do. I always want people to enjoy themselves, and an evening of theater at Hanover Tavern always sounds like a good time to me. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.